This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. It's mid-November, and there are a few bears still active in the Juneau area. That may seem unusual. KTLO's Matt Miller reports on why it isn't.
Gloria Soto Yelger checked out her security cam footage just after this month's first big snowstorm, and there they were after 1 o'clock in the morning, slowly ambling across the front of her house and parking area. A big mama black bear trailed by two new cubs of the year.
Yeah, they come and they are big bears. The mamas are super big and the cubs are so cute, you know, very small.
Soto Yelger is not the only one. Other Juneau residents recently posted on social media videos of roaming bears or pictures of prints in the fresh snow. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is still getting reports of bears roaming through Juneau neighborhoods looking for food. Anthony Krupe says it's not that unusual to still see bears out right now.
Most bears are probably encouraged to head to the den once resources really become limited and covered in this depth of snow that we've received last week.
Krupe is a biologist with Fish and Game, but he focuses on research. He captures bears, puts radio collars on them, collects samples, and tracks their movements with trail cameras. The information he collects is crucial for understanding bear biology, behavior, and abundance. About Halloween or so, Krupe says black bears usually start denning up for winter hibernation. They will find a hollow tree or excavate part of the roots as their den for as much as 3 to 8 months. Their core body temperature, heart rate, and metabolism will all drop dramatically. They won't eat, poop, or pee, and Krupe says they're essentially living off of their fat reserves. And here's a little-known fun fact you may not know about hibernating bears. A fertilized egg in a female bear will delay implantation until she starts hibernation. Whether a mama bear later has a cub or has as many as three cubs can hinge on how healthy she is and how much fat she has built up during the summer.
A bear that doesn't have enough fat, you could see that those animals wouldn't survive. Their cubs may not be produced, or they come out in the spring with really poor body condition.
This has been a bad year for bears in Juneau. There was less natural food because of lackluster salmon runs and a poor berry crop. Krupe says that means bears were also looking for food elsewhere, like human garbage. They became conditioned to associate food as a reward for their encounters with humans, knocking over garbage cans and breaking into homes and vehicles. ADF&G's Roy Churchwell says they responded to a record total of 19 bears this year. Of those, 5 bears were physically moved out of town. They put down or killed 11 bears that became a danger to life or property.
Once they break into cars or something like that, we really don't have any other choice other than to euthanize them.
Meanwhile, Gloria Soto Yelger says she's seen bears make a mess by going through garbage in her Churchill Park neighborhood in Lemon Creek.
And this year, it has been worse. There's been no more bears lately.
But she takes steps like freezing her discarded food until garbage pickup day. And only then does she put out her can minutes before the garbage truck arrives. Her big pro tip, though, is spraying down her garbage can with a eucalyptus-based odor and germ killer called Odoban, which she finds at a big box home improvement store near her neighborhood. She describes the last time a bear checked out her garbage can after she sprayed it.
She or he put the can down on the ground and smelled. He got up and left.
Besides an occasional stroll in front of her house, she says she hasn't had a single problem with bears since then. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.